This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The federal government has long recognized Alaska Native tribes, similar to how it recognizes tribes in the rest of the country. But Alaska's state government hasn't been as consistent. And as Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchman reports, state lawmakers are looking to change that.
Since the early 1990s, the federal government has included Alaska Native tribes on the list of federally recognized tribes. And in 1999, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled that the state must recognize them in the same way the federal government does. But even after that ruling, the state said Alaska Native tribes didn't have jurisdiction over adoptions, like tribes had elsewhere in the U.S. The state later changed that position, but this inconsistent history has left tribes with uncertainty about the future.
Mostly, the history between the state and the tribes haven't been great.
Natasha Singh testified in favor of House Bill 221, which would extend state recognition to federally recognized tribes. She's a Stevens Village tribal member and a lawyer for Tanana Chiefs Conference.
When I first entered my career 10 years ago, the T-word tribe was still somewhat off limits in some sectors.
Tribal representatives say the bill could remove uncertainty that could cloud the state's legal relationship with tribes. And the number of legal agreements between the state and tribes has been expanding. The state and tribes agreed to a compact in 2017 for tribes to oversee child welfare. And lawmakers have raised the possibility of similar compacts for public education and public safety. Ken Truitt is an aide to the bill's sponsor, Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp. Truitt is Tlingit and worked on the bill. He says there have been times when the state government denied tribal sovereignty and then asked tribes to waive their sovereign immunity from lawsuits.
If you don't exist and you don't exist as a sovereign, why does a state require a waiver of sovereign immunity before they'll issue a grant? So our hope is that kind of thinking will come to an end.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham Independent, says the bill reflects progress. He's of Aleut heritage.
The journey that's taken place and the progress that's being made here, particularly in the last couple of years, has been almost rapid fire. And I view this legislation as watershed legislation. This is not an ordinary bill.
Richard Peterson is president of the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He says talk of concepts like tribal compacts to provide education feels hollow without formal recognition of tribes.
It's a point of trauma and contention to this day that while we're asked to step up and be a partner, we're asked to waive our sovereignty, we can't get simple recognition. So I think this bill would really be a powerful way, again, to begin that healing.
Peterson says the recognition would acknowledge the thousands of years of Alaska Native history. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.